I spent the whole long hike back to camp thinking about that amazing letter. It didn't sound in the least like anything he had ever said in class. Oh, I don't mean it contradicted anything he had told us in class. It was just entirely different in tone. Since when does a short colonel call a recruit comrade? When he was playing Mr. Dubois and I was one of the kids who had to take his course, he hardly seemed to see me, except once when he got me sore by implying that I had too much money and not enough sense. So my old man could have bought the school and given it to me for Christmas. Is that a crime? It was none of his business. He had been droning along about value, comparing the Marxist theory with the orthodox use theory. Mr. Dubois had said, "Of course, the Marxian definition of value is ridiculous. All the work one cares to add will not turn a mud pie into an apple tart. It remains a mud pie, value zero. By corollary, unskillful work can easily subtract value. An untalented cook can turn wholesome dough and fresh green apples, valuable already, into an inedible mess, value zero. Conversely, a great chef can fashion of those same materials a confection of greater value than a commonplace apple tart, with no more effort than an ordinary cook uses to prepare an ordinary sweet. These kitchen illustrations demolish the Marxian theory of value, the fallacy from which the entire magnificent fraud of communism derives, and illustrate the truth of the common sense definition as measured in terms of use." Dubois had waved his stump at us. "Nevertheless, wake up back there. Nevertheless, the disheveled old mystic of Das Kapital, turgid, tortured, confused, and neurotic, unscientific, illogical, this pompous fraud, Karl Marx, nevertheless had a glimmering of a very important truth. If he had possessed an analytical mind, he might have formulated the first adequate definition of value, and this planet might have been saved endless grief. Or might not," he added. "You." I had sat up with a jerk. "If you can't listen, perhaps you can tell the class whether value is a relative or an absolute." I had been listening. I just didn't see any reason not to listen with eyes closed and spine relaxed. But his question caught me out. I hadn't read that day's assignment. "An absolute," I answered, guessing.